dropping out. But she's required to be. Social normalcy in this swirling sea. Jenna.
Jenna, la 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 la. Jenna, la la la. Jenna, ba da ba ba ba. Jenna, tra la la.
Shadows from her soul. Jenna, this social tragedy has finally taken its toll.
Was Jenna by AAA Battery Track. This is a new pop group led by Canadian pop hero Spooky Rubin on vocals and someone from San Francisco by the name of Joe Madak. And we have someone from Chicago on guitar and drums, Fred Jasek. So there you go. Tons of people coming together to create that track. So for more information, log on to facebook.com/AAABatteryBand. Whoa, jam-packed show for you. I do have the Hawk in Paris. They are coming in. They're going to be calling from Nashville. And hopefully they're not calling collect. But before we do that, how about we hear another song? This is by a band by the name of Umbrella Bed. This is Wish That It Would Stop. This is off their Refill EP. So I know you're going to enjoy it. And for more information, log on to umbrellabed.com.
A little two-tone. So I'm just going to go ahead and be like, I love it. Here's the skyline of Minneapolis. Roll with it.
I just thought they'd be smart enough knowing to call it a day.
We'll be right back. Ian, this is Matt from The Hawk in Paris. We're going to be talking to Turtle, but first we're going to check out our single, Freeze.
Song Freaks by The Hawk in Paris, which you can find on their website, thehawkinparis.com. With me on the phone is the band. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, wanted to talk to you guys about the video. I know you guys are making the video for Freaks, and I actually went and I saw your guys' video diary or behind the scenes type thing. It looks like that song and that video are going to be crazy. Can you give me a little bit more insight into what the video is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, just the beginning idea, a lot of our artwork, including our band shots and everything else, has had this kind of covered face motif. And it was something that we decided to extend all the way into the video. So we were talking with a friend who does a lot of video stuff, and he explained to us that there were these green screen masks available, and we did a little test shoot with that, and it worked like a charm. It was awesome. And so we decided to just kind of go crazy with that idea and got a bunch of people together. Basically, they had this like wild party in this house and had everybody wearing green screen masks. And so now we've been going through and getting all that footage put together, and trying to figure out, what we're replacing your heads with. and getting that whole kind of thing put together. But I think it's going to look pretty crazy when everything's done.
If I can make a suggestion, and can I have one of you guys be a turtle? Would that be cool?
Sherman, has that happened already? What do you think?
You know, I'm writing that down now.
Thanks. I will look for it, and the moment I see it, I will launch it out into the stratosphere and be like, oh my God, they did it. Really liked that song so much. I actually wrote down two of the lyrics because that song is just like a lyric goldmine. You know, there's a lot of treats in that song. These are the two verses that stood out for me. In the song, you guys claim that you guys are so dramatic. Is that true?
Jeremy, you want to dive into that one?
I wish Dan were here because he's the lyric master.
Dan will be joining us momentarily. I guess he's caught in some traffic, but he'll be phoning in a bit. But anyway.
Are we so dramatic is the question. I don't know if we are. I mean, I think the song is kind of about, maybe like a period in a person's life, probably adolescence, where everything seems dramatic. I think that's kind of how that kind of speaks to me a little bit. That period in life where everyone seems to be a freak and a little bit on the outside. Everything is just overly dramatic, I guess. I'm not, Dan definitely might be, Matt is, sure.
He's kind of being dramatic right now. I love it. The second lyric that stood out was, if you want to rule, you have to stop pretending. And that really opened up my mind. It just, you know, like there was like, it was just like, yes, you have to stop pretending and just go for it. You know, is that what you guys are doing? Are you guys trying to rule the world?
I guess it's kind of like that Tears for Fears song. You know, it's like everybody's trying to rule the world. I think the fun part here is that we're, you know, as much as we're putting on masks for all the artwork and everything else, we're taking them off musically because I think we're all going back to our roots. We're all going back to the places that kind of first brought us into music, first kind of got us excited about music. And putting all those things together. So, yeah, hopefully when all those come together in the right way, you know, little by little, bite by bite, we're going to swallow the world.
Was that a choice to mask yourselves in all the artwork? Or did that just happen kind of organically?
The guy that we were working with to do the artwork had these images, and they just seemed to, like, really speak to the music and go really well with it. And we all just kind of really loved it, so I think we just kind of went with it. It wasn't really necessarily an aim. It just seemed to really work.
Make sure to visit thehawkinparis.com. There you can get links to their Twitter and to their Facebook. As we keep on talking more about your album, by the way, thanks for letting me play cuts from your album. I wanted to talk to you about Put Your Arms Around Me. Really like that song. For me, as I was listening to it, it was extremely drastic from Freaks. Was that a... you know, like when people make music, usually it tends to kind of overlap each other, kind of seamless. But in this case, it didn't. It just jumps from one point to another between those two songs as far as contrast. Was that the ideology in this album of, like, we're just going to, you know, put these songs together and, you know, hopefully they have some sort of feel as far as, like, they are kind of a one song?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know that, as we talked about Put Your Arms Around Me and as Dan's talked about that lyric, you know, he's talked about how it's probably the most, it's the most amount of social, you know, of a social commentary as there is on the record. And most of it isn't. That one definitely kind of like goes the furthest out in terms of that. And in some ways then is maybe, a little more different than Freaks, which is really so much about all of our insecurities, and how much of an outsider all of us can be or can feel. So in some ways, those maybe are kind of the two of the extremes on the record. But we really tried to marry everything together musically. And you know, we're really exploring things as well. I mean, definitely those were created, not within exactly the same time period. You know, there was, I think, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's like Put Your Arms Around Me was fairly early. And when we got together as a band, and Freaks was definitely later. So there's definitely been an evolution there in the sound, and I think those two songs kind of reflect it. But luckily there's a certain tone, I don't know, it's like we talked about, there's like a, you know, we'll go through different ideas and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, that sounds like that's a Hawk sound. You know, that's a Hawk, you know, guitar part, or that's a Hawk drum sound, or there seems to be something that like gets all of our ears attention and definitely makes us jump on board and go for it when we hear something that sounds uniquely Hawkish.
I like that phrase, uniquely Hawkish. maybe next name for an album, I don't know. also on Put Your Arms Around Me, you know, that song kind of talks about the struggles people have in relating with one another. Is that kind of the way you view it? Do you find it hard to relate to other people, or is that easy for you?
I mean, I think everyone has both the push and the pull, you know, the desire to be separate and your own person and do, you know, those things in relationships that push you away. But I think that song really is this just kind of, I don't know, I want to say call, but like, you know, just this thing we all want to be connected as well. You know, it seems like a very universal kind of truth that everyone wants to be connected, even though we're freaks.
No, it's funny. I mean, Jeremy, when you're just saying that, it's like, I just realized actually that those songs are so close to one another in a lot of ways.
Right.
And it's kind of like that hidden thing in all of us. I mean, Freaks is about how we feel like outsiders, but we want to be connected because of that.
Right.
And it's like, Put Your Arms Around Me just kind of speaks to that uniqueness in all of us. I guess it's just like that how much we need to be connected.
Does that make you a freak to want to be connected to people?
Definitely not. It makes you like everyone else.
Well, I don't know. There are some people that don't like to be connected, you know what I mean? And just, you know, live a very soulless lifestyle.
I mean, they probably are afraid of being connected.
Yeah.
You know? That's my guess. I'm not a trained psychotherapist, but that's my my guess.
What are you trained in, if not psychotherapy?
I'm partially trained in music. That's okay. About it.
Weren't you fully trained in music? What's keeping you from going beyond partially?
Oh, because I'm a college dropout, but still has somehow made music.
Okay. I think all three of us actually are. I don't know what that says, but
that's true. All three of us are college dropouts. The kids stay in school.
Yeah,
I felt like I had to say that.
Yeah, stay in school. Don't drop out and make really cool music. That's for major losers. Let's hear some more of your music as we do hear the song that we've been gushing over. At least I've been gushing over. This is Put Your Arms Around Me, and we're going to have more with my guests, The Hawk in Paris, right here on The Playlist.
Here in the land of broken things, we burned our history lessons in the fires of childhood kings. When we run out of ammunition, when we exhaust our last defense, and we go from screams to whispers, this might all make more sense. things will stay the way they are.
Hey, this is Jeremy with The Hawk in Paris. If you've enjoyed what you heard, check us out on thehawkinparis.com.
Lover in waiting, bound in the winter. You just want to hold her, all she wants is to let go. Will you watch her? Suffocation, you'll be dead, you'll be leaving. Will you watch her float away? Are you really gonna let her go? Make her wait any longer. Don't make her wait. Make her wait any longer. Don't make her wait. Make her wait any longer.
And that was Beg for Love by my guest, The Hawk in Paris. Shouldn't it be like Hawks in Paris? Or do you think all three of you guys are like Voltron and you guys just come together to create
right.
like one hawk?
Yes,
exactly.
Right.
We're definitely like
a third of a hawk.
Very cool. Your music, you know, can I say this? It's kind of seductive. I was thinking maybe I could play one of those songs, like if I ever wanted to strip, you know what I mean? Give like a nice little strip tease. Or when you guys are creating the music, are you kind of vibing out and feeling sexy?
There's no stripping happening.
But I don't know if we should disclose this, but we actually discovered on YouTube that there was one of the very first, made by a fan videos was what? It was like a girl doing like a pole dance to like one of our songs.
Awesome.
We were like shocked. I don't know what, I don't remember what song. I'll let you find it on your own. But somewhere out there on the World Wide Web is you talk about provocative.
Yeah,
find all you need to find right there.
That's what I'm saying, guys. Maybe we need to get you guys at a strip club and film some hot, provocative stuff for your next music video.
The possibility.
In the song Beg for Love, have you guys ever had a beg for love?
We're rock stars, dude. We don't have to beg for any. No, I think it's another tune that, Dan's so brilliant at digging deep into all these kind of parts and feelings that are, less than confident. And maybe, it's the longer you're around, the more that kind of confidence wanes or whatever. But it's like, I think all the songs kind of go to that place. There's some heartbreak. There's some transparency. And, I was joking about the rock star thing. It's definitely like kind of breaking down those walls and kind of saying, hey, it's like, doesn't matter where you are, what you do, whatever. Like, doesn't matter if you're, a rock star on some stage somewhere, or if you're like digging ditches somewhere, you're going to have the same insecurity. And, I think that's really cool to kind of go to that place.
Yeah. You guys have been, funding your own project through Pledge Music. Is that still going on?
You can still buy product there. Yeah. It's been fully funded and everything. So, correct me if I'm wrong. It still is going, right, Matt?
Yeah, I think we are over 100%. I don't know the exact percentage, but I think for the next little bit, you can still, I think there's still some vinyl available. There's still some CDs available. Still some T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if people go there, they can definitely still get things they can't get elsewhere.
Okay. Yeah, and what? And that is it. 25% or 50% of the proceeds now go to Blood Water Mission.
Yeah, there's a charity that actually Dan had helped to start called Blood Water Mission, and I think it's 25% of anything that's purchased from here on out. 25% of the proceeds will go to help that charity, which is awesome.
So there you go. Go help out the band. And by helping out the band, not only are you helping the band out, but you're also helping a charity. It's a double win. Congratulations on the double win, guys.
Double win.
Right.
For more information on you can help out with the band, visit thehawkinparis.com. And I'll also, on the show notes, have a link so you can go to that Pledge Music and pledge and help out the charity. Guys, I know that you guys are in Nashville right now, and Dan is, off being Dan, but do you guys do kind of like a lot of conference calls, and are you guys ever together?
It's tricky. It's like, but we definitely, we're pretty passionate about making this music, so we definitely all find times in our hectic calendars to make it happen.
Any plans for more music videos, or are you already in the works on some other new album?
We have just started writing. We've got a few songs kind of underway, but we're definitely very excited about recording new stuff. I mean, I definitely want to stick with the Freaks record, while it's getting buzz and some play and that kind of stuff. But I'm super excited about making more music, but I always am, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of feel like we barely scratched the surface. You know, we're really excited with how this record turned out, and we still feel like we've got, you know, a lot to explore and a lot to put out there.
Yeah, what was crazy when I was investigating you guys was that this band was more of an experiment. Can you tell me when you guys decided that this band was no longer going to be an experiment?
Kind of always.
I mean, what's that?
It kind of feels like it always is. Every time we write, it's a little bit of an experiment musically. But yeah, I don't know. When did we decide? When did we decide to like put a name to it, Matt? Have you written a few songs?
Yeah, I suppose. You know, it's, you know, originally Dan and I had connected and started working on a song called Curse the Love Songs. That was kind of the first song that we ever started, and we took, we felt like it was just not as great as it could be, and we took it to Jeremy, and Jeremy just took it to a whole new level and added synths and cool parts and just blew it out. And so, I mean, I think at that point we knew that we needed to do more music together. I don't think we knew what we were going to do with it, but, you know, in this business, it's like, you can write songs and either pitch them to different artists and hope they'll cut them, or you can put them out yourself. And I think we just started coming up with all these songs that we felt like, you know, they were hard to place with anybody. You know, they were hard to like say, this is great for this artist. They just felt so kind of, they felt like they needed a home, right here. And so, yeah, I don't know if there was a particular moment or a particular song when that happened. But we were definitely excited to explore that idea of what it would look like for the three of us to come together, you know, officially under the banner of the Hawk and Paris.
I guess now we can announce that the Hawk and Paris is kind of a big deal. Can we announce that right now?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, it's officially been announced.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's a listener out there who doesn't know about it, I mean, they obviously don't get out. Ever.
Very cool. For more information on the band, visit them, thehawkinparis.com. Guys, I know Dan was supposed to call in, but I'm kind of glad he didn't. You know, I always find it cooler to get the perspective from, you know, not the front man, because the background guys usually, you know, have a better understanding of what's surrounding them, and you know, I thank you guys for that.
Thanks for talking to us.
Oh yeah, thanks so much. I'm sure Dan will call in 1 minute after the interview ends.
Yeah.
If he does, be like, oh dude, we totally, you know, messed with you, or I don't know. You know, is there some sort of secret we can divulge about him over the air? Just you know. Just be like, wait till we tell. Wait till you hear what we talked about. We divulge your inner darkest secrets. maybe not. We'll see. Guys, once again, thank you for being on the show. Log on to thehawkinparis.com for more information on the band. Go out, get their album. Thank you for letting me play cuts from the album. And we leave you now with The New Hello. We'll be right back.
walked right out the door. Sometimes it's over before it begins. No one takes a risk and everyone wins. If you love someone, then let them go. 'Cause goodbye, sometimes.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.